Fiona Kelly is here with It Says in the Papers.
There are no prizes for guessing which Irish woman is pictured on the front of all of today's papers. While the Irish Times, Irish Sun and Irish Independent run with shots of Kelly Harrington in the ring immediately after last night's win, looking every inch the victor, the rest of the papers have chosen images of her a little while later with her eyes shut tight with emotion, her hand on her heart and her Olympic gold medal hanging proudly around her neck. The headline writers in today's papers have also embraced the moment. Kel binding is the headline in the Irish Sun. It's showing heart, giving hope, making history in the Irish Daily Mail. And in even more grandiose style, the Irish Daily Star opts for liberté, égalité, fraternité, immortality as its lead headline. Excuse me. Elsewhere on the front pages, the riots in Belfast continue to dominate the front of today's northern papers. The Irish News details how a family home in the city, which had been occupied by a migrant family until recent days, had a front window smashed on Monday evening as police dealt with youths throwing petrol bombs and other missiles nearby, while a man in his 30s was left in a serious condition following an assault. In common with the Irish News, the Belfast Telegraph reports that many migrants are considering fleeing the city. A spokesperson for the Royal College of Nursing says that she knows of 10 nurses who are planning to leave. The picture in the front of the paper, meanwhile, is of a desolate-looking Abdelkader al-Alush, who is originally from Syria, sitting outside his destroyed supermarket, which was targeted by rioters on Saturday night and again on Monday. The Irish Sun leads today with the line that Gardaí are probing a vile threat which was issued to Taoiseach Simon Harris and his wife and children on Instagram. 5,000 people either died in or were dead by the time they arrived at an emergency department in the past 5 years. That's on the front of today's Irish Examiner. For its lead story, The Times reports that more than 450 survivors of mother and baby homes have so far received in the region of €7 million under the new redress scheme, which opened in March. Also in The Times, it's reported that judges may be able to recommend minimum prison sentences of 30 years or longer under proposals for new laws to be published today. There's a story in today's Mail about a multi-million euro plan to redevelop Dublin's National Concert Hall. And in a piece in The Times, Arlene Harris has been talking to Irish holidaymakers about how they're coping with the heat wave gripping large parts of Europe. Tony Sheehan, who's on holiday in Cannes in the south of France where it's 34 degrees, describes the heat as horrendous and inferno-like. He also describes how his phone broke after it overheated. And finally, back to the Olympics. You've got to love gold medal winners Paula Donovan and Fintan McCarthy, who made a very low-key return home to Dublin Airport yesterday. The duo had been planning to get a bus back to Skibbereen, but their plans changed when a fellow Corkman who'd been sitting next to them on the flight offered them a lift home. Paul and Fintan duly took him up on his offer and set off, pushing their bags and gold medals in the direction of the car park.
Fiona Kelly.